Time now for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Uncensored podcast for today, April the 17th. I thought I'd take this time to review some of the more prominent talking heads and individuals that we see on TV, although a lot of these guys are from MSNBC, and it's not because I got a problem with MSNBC. It's because we were going to do this teabag thing tonight. We didn't have time. And basically, it was just a bunch of these silly bastards talking about teabagging and giggling. Now, what is teabagging? Apparently, it's a sex act that is engaged in primarily by gay men where they drop their balls into each other's mouths. Okay, fine. Whatever, you know. There's ass fucking, there's teabagging. There's a lot of different things that sometimes straight people share with gay people and sometimes they don't. Teabagging, that's a new one on me, I gotta tell you. And to be honest with you, I don't know, it doesn't sound all that great. There's probably other cool things you could do, but be that as it may. So they were all getting their rocks off, some more than others, talking about teabagging, because that's what they were laying on the people who were doing the tax party thing. They're a bunch of teabaggers. Meaning what? Meaning they're sucking each other's balls? What? What the fuck? Dude, Anderson, you of all people, man, you're going to be knocking those people for teabagging? How the fuck do you think you spend each and every night in your apartment when you're not watching reruns of yourself and wondering how is it I keep stiffing show after show after show? Oh, well, might as well just drop my nutsack into somebody's mouth. Now, Rachel Maddow, she got off a couple of lines about teabagging. And of course, the immediate thought is, have you actually had a nutsack in your mouth, or are you dreaming about it? Of course, I don't think you actually have to have that done to you to make jokes about it. But being a gay woman, a lesbian, if you will, one would think she'd be more sensitive to the pursuits of gay men and not be cracking wise about teabagging. Because frankly, Rachel, if you were a straight woman and I were lucky enough, I think I'd like to drop my nutsack into your mouth. Now then, moving on to other issues, we have David Schuster. Now here's a guy, yes, I know he sounds like Kermit the Frog, but the fact is he works hard, tries to do a good job, and still they told him, would you mind maybe just getting off camera and we can put somebody there that's interesting to look at and doesn't have that weird square fucking head with that Kermit the Frog voice. Do you mind, Froggy?
No, not at all.
You know? And so, anyway, David Schuster was on TV, and he started dropping the teabag comments, right? Now, my understanding is he's married, so maybe that is something that straight people do. Maybe he does that because he can't get it up. Maybe he does it because he's trying to prove to himself that he isn't gay. Maybe his wife does it to him. Hint, hint. Nonetheless, David Schuster sucks dicks, and I don't mean in a gay way. I mean his show, his presentation, everything about it. You blow, man, okay? Let me tell you your first problem. If you're going to whip out words like pimp out, it should be sort of part of the vernacular. In other words, don't go to that word if you're not comfortable with using it. Because when you left, you know, you let that one slip against Chelsea Clinton, it was obvious you were trying to sound, like you were real hep to the vernacular. You sound like a jackball. You look like somebody sat on your head when you were maybe about, say, a day or two old. Uh-oh, we sat on David's head, and I don't think it's fully, you know, reformed. Now let's move on to somebody else. Who else is pissing me off? Oh, yeah. Joe Scarborough. Hey, Joe, fuck you. I know that you think you're smart. You're not. You're stupid. The only smart one on that show is that, what's-her-face? Zabinski, whatever the hell her name is. She's great, man. You're an idiot. You know that? You couldn't argue a fucking point, man, if somebody put a loaded shotgun to the ball sack that you were about to drop in someone's mouth. All right, now let's move on to somebody else. Keith Olbermann, great guy. Chris Matthews, fantastic. Greg Gutfeld, funny as fuck. Actually, Greg is a very funny guy. And by the way, he skewered the shit out of CNN and MSNBC for their teabag jokes. It was a beautiful thing. You got to hear it. You got to go find Greg Gutfeld skewering CNN and MSNBC. You'll laugh your fucking ass off. You'll laugh your balls off. You'll laugh your balls right into someone's mouth. All right, thank you. That's been our uncensored podcast. A real waste of time just doing all these jokes. But nonetheless...